Hello and welcome to Oxcast. It is Wednesday the 12th of June and we are going to be walking you through all of the fantastic events that are going on in the upcoming week across Oxford and Oxfordshire. I'm Alwyn Collinson.
I'm Anais Higgins.
And we're going to get right started with, who says get right started? Me, apparently. But why don't you tell us what's first on your list?
Well, first on my list is Creation Theatre's Jekyll and Hyde, which
dun, dun, dun.
Every Tuesday to Saturday from now until the 13th of July.
There's so it's been basically on forever.
It's on forever. There was an extension because of demand.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Good for them.
Very great.
Everyone wants to see the evil maturing inside Blackwell's bookshop. It is in Blackwell's bookshop.
Yes, it is. So it's down in the Norrington room in the kind of philosophy and theology section, which obviously makes a lot of sense because it's all the kind of issues that Jekyll and Hyde are grappling with.
Yes,
so it's a one-man show, 60-minute retelling of the Robert Louis Stevenson's gothic classic novella on good and evil, Jekyll and Hyde.
Good, good, good.
I saw it on Saturday and it's really physical and a really great visual experience. Thanks to a combination of very atmospheric light and sound.
Ooh.
Very, very cool. Lighting in a bookshop is probably quite challenging.
Yeah.
And the actor moves in so many different places. He gets lit from all the different areas. So you get
is it a standing production? Or are the audience sort of sitting down?
They're seated. There's a seated area, but there are also standing tickets kind of spotted about.
And he's sort of darting around them, is he?
Yes, he goes
brilliant.
In and out.
Yeah.
And the writing and adaptation by Caroline Devlin's also really great. You don't have to have read the book to watch it. Mm-hmm. You get totally engrossed and... Michael Palmer's the actor, so he plays every character that you see.
So he's performing until 30th of July.
Yes,
my
every
God,
actor.
That's a hell of a commitment.
And some nights, twice a night, going through the transformation over and over.
He's quite a man, and he plays the good and the evil and every other person as well.
Every other person, yeah.
That sounds amazing. Well, we actually have quite a little treat. I'm sorry, we... I'm really sorry, it's thirsty work, this podcasting. Here, I'm just gonna have a little drink. Sorry about this, listeners. Ah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Mmm, yummy.
Yeah, I think the green glow, it's a special drink of my own concoction. Would you like some,
Oh,
Anais?
That looks really tasty,
yeah.
Actually.
It's kind of a health drink. Because what I've done is I've tried to create an elixir that... Well, it has kind of a weird effect. Oh, Anais... Are you okay? Oh, you poor thing. Your face, it's twisted into a kind of mask of demonic fury. Even more so than usual, I mean. Have you been to the dentist recently? Those fangs are quite worrying, I think. Yes, this is... It is my health elixir. It does kind of have weird effects.
What have you done to me?
Well, I think we'd better get back to the competition. Anais, tell our listeners how much we love them.
Not another competition!
Yes, that's right, because we want to give you free things, don't we, Anais?
Free things. Free things.
Look, stop gnawing on that puppy and tell the listeners what they can win in our fantastic competition.
They don't deserve anything.
Well, perhaps I better tell you. We have two free tickets to see Jekyll and Hyde on a date of your choosing in the upcoming weeks. And we are prepared to give them away to you, our lovely... charming.
Don't do it.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, Anais is going to arrange it all, so why don't you tell them what they have to do in order to get these great free things?
Oh no, if you must.
Yes, that's right, come on, your contract depends upon it.
Send your name and a number. If you've got a number, well done you. Email us at oxcast@dailyinfo.co.uk.
Yes, that's right. And don't forget to put in the subject line something about Jekyll and Hyde so that we know it's you. Isn't that right, Anais?
Okay, yes. That would be a great thing to do, actually. That sounds really good fun.
Yeah, you suddenly look much better. Wow, that's...
What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Just this kind of, like, this cruel set and this kind of strange deformity where one side of your body was twisted.
Did you look in the mirror, Alwyn?
All right. God, I'm really thirsty and I'm just going to drink a little bit of my special elixir. Sorry, just a second. Right.
You feeling okay?
Yeah, same as normal. Well, I have it quite a few times a day, this stuff, so
it's
kept me in fine form. Anyway, that's how you can win free tickets to go and see Jekyll and Hyde, and we would like to say thank you to Creation Theatre Company for giving us those tickets. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Do we have any other theatre this week?
We
which
do.
Might need less role play...
I
in the Oscars.
I don't know what you're talking about, Anais. Like, everything you're listening to, listeners, is exactly as it was recorded right here. Anais really does have foul facial deformities that strangely disappear when she takes the... Anyway, no, not really. There is a play this week on at the Oxford Playhouse. It's where you can see Lion Boy. It's a play for families and young people. And it's a story of a young boy who can talk to cats. And he sets off to rescue his kidnapped parents with the aid of a circus troupe of performing lions, which sounds pretty fun. Sounds, I think,
pretty awesome. Yeah. Circus, lions, adventure.
Exactly.
Sounds great.
It does sound... We've got a really positive review on, which you can read on dailyinfo.co.uk, and I would highly recommend it. It's from a company called Complicité, who have been highly recommended in many tours. They use circus and dance and stuff like that to really bring their acts
very
alive.
Very big touring mains.
Absolutely. So that you can head to the Playhouse this week until Saturday. The show is at 7 with Matt on Thursday and Saturday. Anything else for people to do later in the week towards Saturday?
Well, on Friday night there's an awesome gig at the Jericho Tavern. Mm-hmm. Oxford's Best Blues Band are throwing a summer party. Oxford Best Blues Band are, of course, the original Rabbit Foot Spasm Band.
Cannot compliment these guys highly enough. They are amazing.
If you haven't ever seen them, then I really urge you to go. They are so much fun. And you might think you don't like blues and jazz.
Yeah.
You will love them.
It'll get you on your feet. It's kind of like they do sort of swing hits as well. They're big band, aren't they? They've got like...
there's like seven of them. Yeah. And they're all playing instruments and they look exhausted, but they look like they're loving it so much. And they're also at Truck Festival later this summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously in vogue.
We're going to be doing a special on this podcast on festivals across Oxford, Oxfordshire, later on in this month. So keep your eyes open for that one.
So Rabbit Foot Spasm Band, the doors are opening at 8:30 on Friday at the Jericho Tavern. They're playing from 10. And they also recently launched their own brand of cider. And I think you know when you've made it in Oxford, if you've got your own brand of cider...
I should hope
I think there could be a Daily Info Oxcast cider.
I think so, definitely. Perhaps we can put some of my special drink into
it. Oh, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
The elixir.
The elixir. If you would like to go out and do something this week, something theatre-wise, but can't bear to be cooped up indoors, because we have had some lovely weather recently,
haven't we? We have indeed.
If you want to have some fun outdoor theatre this week, you can have a bit of Shakespeare in the Park. The Oxford School of Drama are performing a selection of highlights from Shakespeare's finest plays in the beautiful setting of Blenheim Palace. You can have a picnic, enjoy some Blenheim barbecue, and then settle down into the hay bale auditorium.
Oh, I do like hay bales.
Yes, I might suggest packing hay fever medication, though, just in case. But anyway, the Oxford School of Drama also promised that even if you normally fall asleep or text through a Shakespeare play, their words, this melange of the best bits will still entice you.
I saw the Oxford School of Drama do a matinale in January or February,
right,
and they were a really fantastic ensemble.
Really good. Yeah.
So if it's the same group, that was the third year, if it's the same group, then I'm sure it'll be really great. And if you know your Shakespeare, then you can enjoy picking out and recognising... Mm-hmm. Bits from here and there.
Fantastic. Anyway, if you are interested, they are performing from tonight, the Wednesday, until Saturday, the 22nd of June, and they're on at 7 p.m. each night.
We have now got a preview for something which is opening tomorrow at the Ashmolean.
Ah, gallery preview. Yes,
yes.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. We sent Hinny today along to the Stradivarius exhibition at the Ashmolean, and she is going to come and tell us a little bit about what she saw and heard.
I went along to the preview of the Stradivarius exhibition, which starts tomorrow and carries on till the 11th of August, and it's an incredible collection of instruments. It's unique to the UK. There's a period in his making history which is called the Golden Period, and these are a huge number of instruments from then.
So these are all violins? Yeah?
They're not all violins. Okay. They're mostly violins, but mm-hmm. also cellos, violas, or one viola, a mandolin, which is absolutely beautiful and very, very precious, just because of its rarity. There are only two that he made that we still have, and a guitar as well. The exhibition begins with a display of the different stages of violin making, from a log to a finished instrument, and it's accompanied by a video sent over from Cremona, where the Stradivarius Museum is, and where there are still a lot of people making violins, to demonstrate the different stages, including hugely detailed inlay, very, very beautiful. And there's a little mock-up of a modern violin maker's workshop in the corner of the room, and you can compare the tools that he's using. I think he'll be working in there as well, so you can see him work on different stages of violin making.
So this isn't just for experts then, it also shows you how they come together.
Yes, they've really opened it up to people who aren't fiddle nerds like me.
You're a self-described fiddle nerd.
Yeah, definitely. And they've done this incredible thing where they've got an audio guide with a recording of each of the different violins, so you can look at the instrument and hear how it sounds under the hands of an expert. From a preservationist point of view, the wear and the tear on the instruments from being played is kind of criminal, because these are a unique historical artefacts. But from my point of view, I was so delighted to see on these incredible legendary instruments the same marks that are on all the fiddles that I've seen of working musicians. It makes them come alive. So there's that aspect of the exhibition as well, that it's stories about people, not only about these sound boxes, but also the people who made them. You can see the development of Stradivari's style from right when he was a pupil of Amati, and already very accomplished, right through different ideas that he had for balancing volume with resonance, all kinds of experiments that he did, leading up to this golden period of fantastic, beautiful instruments. And apparently it coincided with him getting a very, very amazing batch of maple, I think from the Balkans, I think that's what they said. So this wood was just absolutely perfect for making violins with, and it's just got a flame to it. It's so beautiful.
Wow.
Great. We'll know what to look out for.
Yeah, right? you may want to go and see it. You know, before this, I would have said, violins, well, fair enough, all right.
But it's a very living exhibition. It's not dry and dusty at all. And we were treated today to a performance on one of the Stradivarius violins that they have in their collection, played by a member of staff at the Ashmolean who's also a music graduate, playing Beethoven. So, that's starting tomorrow and on until the 11th of August at the Ashmolean. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hinny.
Fantastic. Well, that was Hinny talking about the latest exhibition opening at the Ashmolean. And you can find out more about this event and all the other events we've been talking about in our Oxcast on our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk. There's also plenty of information about anything you need to know about living in Oxford. Find a job, find a house, find some friends. Go to these events.
Yes, put down the podcast at once and go out and find some friends. That's the message of our listeners
want
to hear.
There's a start a club column. Yes. That's what I mean.
Exactly. If you want to find some friends in a more kind of congenial environment than the internet, I would head to, on Saturday night, the O2 Academy on Cowley Road, site of much of Oxford's live music. They are doing their weekly indie pop kitsch and rock club night on Saturday. It's called Propaganda.
It's very good fun.
It is good fun. I haven't been for a while now.
I like to go with friends slightly older, and then we can enjoy the music either from kind of the late 90s or the early noughties, depending on which year which... you kind of thrived into indie.
what about the 1890s? Are they playing much?
No, Alwyn.
Oh, I'm sorry. It probably isn't for me then. But what they do have playing on Saturday night are the electro pop band Swiss Lips, who we've both been listening to quite a bit on our...
It's quite addictive.
Yeah, it is actually, isn't it? Yeah, you may know them from You Got the Power, which is a sort of hit for theirs, which went viral about a year ago. It's got an amazing music video of them sort of breakdancing, very 80s style, very electro-pop stuff. But yeah, they'll be performing live, and I think they'll be well worth a listen. That is at 10:30 p.m. on Saturday night at the O2 Academy.
Lovely jubbly. Well, starting on Saturday is Oxford Bike Week, which is actually part of the National Bike Week, but Oxford's got to be different and have their own bike week.
Well, Oxford does have... Oxford probably has enough bikes for its own bike week, you know, yes. As well as the rest of the country. You know.
So it's a mass participation bike cycling event taking place all across the country, and there's a whole host of rides organised and led by volunteers in Oxford, many of them themed around passing by certain pubs or cafes.
I can't imagine why.
there is also a foraging ride, so the food comes free on that one. And Broken Spoke, the Oxford Bike Co-op, are heavily involved as well, doing lots of sessions on how to fix your bike.
But if you would rather just sit down, not do any pedalling, then there's also a screening of the beautiful French animation Belleville Rendezvous, which is being screened at the East Oxford Community Centre. So you could just sit and eat popcorn rather than do any cycling, but still feel like you're taking part in Bike Week.
Oh, are they not going to like be powering the projector through?
No, that's quite a thing at the moment, but I don't think we could fit that many into the community centre. But the full programme is on the website oxfordbikeweek.co.uk with all the listings of Oxford cycling groups and services. So check it out. And that's from this Saturday to next Sunday, June 23rd. A couple of rides a day, various times. Have a look. I've also got a quiz for Alwyn on the subject of bikes. Alwyn has been in Oxford for many years now.
Yes, I have.
And I thought I'd test his knowledge. Alwyn's also quite a history geek, so I think he's not going to come out too badly from this.
This is revenge, isn't it?
This is revenge.
I've humiliated Anais with some wildlife
enough.
Questions.
You've humiliated me enough. Now it's your turn. Alwyn, prepare yourself.
I'm braced, yeah, on my handlebars.
Alwyn, what is the front rider on a tandem bike called?
The pilot?
Very close. Captain.
Captain. Oh, that's so pretentious,
now,
isn't
Alwyn,
it?
Now, Alwyn, enough. Now, Alwyn, second question.
Yeah.
Who was the creator of the penny farthing?
Mr. P. Pennyfarthing, I believe. What was his name?
His name was James Starley.
Close.
And I also grew up in the house he used to live in.
Really? Did he know?
He did not know.
So you're like,
I know him.
Attic.
I have a link.
Okay.
Finally, Alwyn, let's see if you can redeem yourself. I'm going to make this one easier and give you a few options.
1 out of 3 ain't bad.
Which factories had the skills and equipment to build bikes in the 1800s? I'm going to give you a choice of 4.
Okay.
Windmill factories,
yep.
Steel factories,
yep.
Sewing factories,
yep.
Or wagon factories?
Pretty sure it's windmill factories.
You're wrong, it was sewing.
What?
No! No!
Humiliation.
Now, Alwyn, move on to things you might know a little bit more about.
What, like a little bit more a bike, yeah. Like this script I have in front of me. Well, as you might know, this Sunday is a very special occasion. We have it every year when we celebrate the contributions of one special man in our lives. Even if you've drifted away from him or never had a great relationship in the first place, we can still remember that he did at least one very important thing for us. You know who I'm talking about, right?
James Joyce. And this is his thing he did. He wrote a very big book.
He wrote a very, very large book. Which, yes, it's also Father's Day, but, you know, we don't distract ourselves. We're all long estranged from our parents.
We're all about the literature.
Info. Yeah. Yeah, we've replaced our parents with books. We're hardly scarred at all. Bloomsday is this Sunday. It's an annual celebration of the Irish novelist's greatest work, which you alluded to earlier, Ulysses. And it happens on the same day as the one day that is featured in the book. It's one day in the life of Dublin and lots of people. It generally involves readings of Joyce's work, a celebration of Irish culture generally, and lots of alcohol. This year you can celebrate Bloomsday on Saturday night, not Sunday, at Oxford's 33rd annual James Joyce Evening.
Imagine it could go into Bloomsday.
It might well last a while.
If it is involving the alcohol.
Exactly. And next day when you stagger home, you might well go on a kind of tour resort of Oxford as well. It's at the White House Pub on Abingdon Road. Irish music is going to be provided by the legendary Oxford folk star, Mick Henry, and his friends.
Well, having recovered from Bloomsday this weekend, on Monday there's a film by Shezar Dawood, mm-hmm. who exhibited at Modern Art Oxford last year. And the screening is of his first feature film, a science fiction movie with the same name as his earlier exhibition, Piercing Brightness.
Right, okay.
As might be expected from a visual artist's first foray into feature film, it's quite an overwhelming sensory experience, especially the opening, and it's quite abstract. The film is set in Preston, and there's an alien invasion in Preston, that the aliens are undercover as a Chinese couple.
Okay.
So that's the premise. But apparently Preston is a hotspot for UFO sightings, which is what inspired the film
in the first place.
Yes, it is.
I suppose
it's where you go to see the UFO.
I suppose you haven't got much else to do in Preston, have you, apart from see UFOs?
Or film sci-fi films about the UFOs.
Apparently, yeah.
So it's thematically linked to issues on race and immigration, mm-hmm. Under this futuristic guise. And so if you'd like your senses and your mind stimulated by Shezar Dawood, then head to the Phoenix Picture House next Monday, 17th of June, for 6:30 p.m.
Amazing. That sounds really interesting. Well, on Monday night, there's something else as well. There's an amazing gig, which is on in St. John the Evangelist Church. It's got the Queen of the West End, Kerry Ellis, who is teaming up with a Monarch of Rock. It's only Brian Bloody May.
It sounds epic.
It does sound unbelievable.
I think there's going to be a lot of big hair.
huge
and
hair.
Sequins and
it's
leather.
Just going to be a stage full of hair from which music will issue. Yeah. Beautiful guitar riffs.
Flowing.
Exactly.
Flow is where the noise comes from.
This psychedelic spectacle, which may or may not resemble what we've just described, is supporting the Born Free Foundation, who help protect endangered species of animal in the wild. They will be performing fantastic acoustic music by candlelight, and this is the second time that this pair have taken this tour across the nation. This gig on Monday is now the only gig on this tour which is not sold out yet. The only place in the country where you can still buy tickets. Exactly. Come on. Kerry Ellis and Brian May.
By candlelight with all that hair.
Exactly.
What could go wrong?
It hasn't sold out yet, but get your tickets while you can. St. John the Evangelist Church, Monday night.
Sounds glitzy.
Anyway, I think that's all we have time for this week, isn't it?
That's all we've got time for this week. But tune in next week to our Oxcast. We do come out every Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm. Assuming that we get our act together.
Assuming that Alwyn gets his act together.
You see, this is why I'm being punished with the quiz. My ignorance exposed for all. Anyway, if you have enjoyed any of the events mentioned in this podcast, you can find the same or more on www.dailyinfo.co.uk. As we mentioned earlier, we also have jobs, we have houses, we have things for sale or places where you can sell stuff. Anything you need to live in Oxford, you can find it on dailyinfo.co.uk.
And if you'd like to win those tickets to Creation Theatre's Jekyll and Hyde, send us an email to oxcast@dailyinfo.co.uk with Jekyll and Hyde in the title and your name and number in the email, and we will get in touch if you are our lucky winner.
If you want to converse more with us, you can follow us on Twitter
@DailyInfoOxford,
or you can friend us or fan us on Facebook.
Just search Daily Info Oxford. Thank you.